You are listening to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. On today's show, I am joined by three people. We're taking a little... semester's wrapped up now. Classes are finished. All the societies are kind of winding down. So today it's honestly who was in the socks office and willing to procrastinate doing what they need to do.
Pretty much.
Thanks, Owen. Yeah, cheers.
Okay, also make sure you like lean into the mics when you are speaking just so you're heard. I'm going to let you introduce yourselves.
Oh, hello. I'm Sophia. That's it.
What do you do? Oh, what societies are you on?
I am in my final year of English. I am the chairperson of Italian Society. And that's about it. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Ainsley. I'm back.
You might be tied now with Kira Barrett for our most recurring guest.
Are you going to be doing a show next week?
Yeah.
Can I come on next week too?
If you're around.
Guys.
Yeah, I'll be around next week. Perfect. Huge. I got to win for most recurring guest. Anyways, Ainsley, Jewish. Yeah.
Chairperson of the UCC Jewish Society.
UCC Jewish Society. What?
We're a couch. The three of us.
Oh, it's three chairs.
Oh, yeah, chairs. We make a couch. We have our other chair.
Hi, I'm Connor, and I'm the chairperson of the Musical Theatre Society here in UCC. Creative societies are better than cultural and language societies.
Okay, so if we have three chairs and one vice chair, does that make a chaise long? You know the tree and then you have the little outy bit.
That's yes. Whoa,
we're a furniture shop.
You know the couches.
Little outy bit.
Yeah, you know the you know the couches that are shaped like an L.
Okay, that's called sectional, first of all.
Womp womp. You have like one, two. Oh, I just pressed a button. Oops. You know the couches are like one, two, three. Oh, who's waving?
That's my flatmate.
Oh. Dox yourself. No, kidding.
You know
the couches. This is really bad because I'm doing a visual thing with my hands and this is radio. There is no visual. But you know the couches are like one, two, three, and then you have the little Imagine an L. Played Tetris, perchance?
Or perhaps. What did you just do?
Lean into the mic, Connor.
Imagine, if you will, a sectional upon which one might sit.
Like from Glee.
Glee
sectionals. Okay, that's going to take us right into our first song. What's your favorite sectionals
performance? Here's a bitch.
That's pitch perfect, first of all. Not Glee.
Oh, Glee!
Can you do Dream On Aerosmith? Okay.
No,
Glee version.
Do Jessie's Girl.
Lean into the microphone, Connor, for a while.
I apologise. I'm actually a huge Glee fan, so can we do the super bass and...
No, the Annie, are you okay?
No, the what's it called? The one that Sue and... what's his name? Kurt and the one that Blaine and Sue do, and it's super bass with a mashup of something else.
I'm trying to find it.
Look up super bass Glee and it'll come up.
Okay. Connor, what if you never spoke again?
No, it's really funny.
Super bass.
If it's Glee, then it's da da da
Glee. I still believe / super bass.
Yeah, that's it. That's so funny.
We'll be back right after this.
Emotional inside. I know it's crazy, but you still can touch my heart. And after all this time, you think that I wouldn't feel the same. But time melts into nothing, and nothing's changed. Find ourselves.
you'll get slapped if you're looking how. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the hell I is. I am Nicki Minaj. I mack them dudes up. Back coops up. Chuck oh, you got up. My heart.
Welcome back to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. That was I Still Believe / Super Bass Gleecast version from Gleecast. That was from Glee season 4.
5, I think. It's one of the
speak into it's the microphone.
Sorry, Izzy was robbing the mic. It's one of the later ones, definitely, because it's when Blaine becomes like a proper character because all the other ones have left. Wow. And he's, for some reason, he's like young.
Started in 4.
Okay, it might be 4, so.
Yeah, that was, speaking of Glee for a moment, because look, no societies are running events right now. It's the end, everything's over. So this is just
except
a
for the launch party tonight.
Shout out the F Word magazine, yeah.
The F Word magazine, the UCC Feminist Society launched their publication today, the F Word. There's a launch party tonight in Gaia at 7 PM.
Shout out, yeah.
That's the only societies are getting today. Okay, back to Glee. Yeah. So that always, like, confused me because I thought that Kurt and Blaine were like the same
age. I thought Blaine was older than Kurt.
Yeah, he seemed older.
Is he not?
No, he's like 2 years younger because he's in school. He's in school for all of season 4 and all of season 5.
All of season 5. So Blaine is...
While Kurt's off at college. And then he cheats on... Like Blaine cheats on Kurt. And there's like this whole thing. And then Blaine gets to it. Kurt's bully.
Yeah, Kurt's bully. Karofsky. Do you know when they sing Cough Syrup? When Karofsky's like...
No, we're not talking about that here.
But you know that? Do you know that guy? Do you know when Blaine sings Cough Syrup?
Are we live again?
You know I have not seen Glee.
I also have
You've never seen Glee.
But this is
really Cough Syrup's like one of the best songs in the show, and it's really good. Well, most of Blaine's songs are fantastic.
The F Word Magazine, join
them. Oh my god, F Word Magazine, we were just talking about you guys. We love you, F Word Magazine. Well, I know who's behind. Chloe, Kira, incredible.
Gemma Horgan.
Hi, Gemma.
Gemma Horgan is in Gemma.
No,
that's Gemma McConnelly. Gemma.
But Gemma has a different surname on Instagram. Adam. Actually, no. Let's not focus on Adam. Okay. So, how have you never seen?
Yeah.
Glee?
Have you not seen Glee?
Okay. Can we play a game?
You've not seen Glee.
I've seen parts of Glee, but I haven't seen Glee.
If you've not watched it, we're gonna play a game.
Oh my god! What is happening?
Really?
The microphone keeps falling.
No, you need to adjust the inner arm to make it.
Adjust your mom.
Be in it. We are live on the radio.
What's the game?
Okay. The game is real Glee plotline or fake.
Oh,
Glee
I love
plot
this
line.
One.
Okay, okay, once I'm gonna be really good at this.
Wait, can you yap for a second and let me get
can
up
I
and
yap
ask
for
you?
A second? Okay, yeah.
Can I put one forward?
I heard. No.
No, I'm just gonna get like a website that has them.
Well, Owen's sorting that out. Connor, I'm still mad at you.
Oh,
therapy time.
No.
Sorry, why are you mad at me? It's me who's mad at you.
I thought you guys weren't talking to each other.
Sophia, can you tell Connor that I'm mad at him?
Connor, Ainsley's mad at you.
Sophia, can you tell Ainsley that I'm never speaking to them ever again?
Ainsley, Connor's never speaking to you ever again.
No. Connor, can you tell Sophia?
let's gang up on Sophia.
A really important question. Brilliant. While Owen's still finding this
website. Okay, I found it. No.
Never mind.
Okay, we'll get back to this after. Okay. I think there's one from each season. So there's six.
Okay.
Oh, you can't answer. Connor can't answer. Because you've seen Glee. No, you can't help unless they're really, really stuffed.
Okay, oh, and can I have the glasses so I can lock in?
But I love the glasses.
I need to lock in.
These are my glasses, by the way.
I need to lock in.
Okay, fine. But I want them back.
Yeah, Connor, you can't answer this because you know Glee.
For those on air, imagine if you will the biggest glasses you can imagine. Now make them a little bit bigger. Those are the glasses.
And they're blue light glasses. Leave me alone.
We're going to start. Which season one plotline didn't happen? So wait till there's four in each one. So let me call out all them first.
Okay, I'm so excited.
The option one: Mr. Shu pretends to find some wacky tabacky in Finn's locker and blackmails him into joining the Glee Club. Rachel pretends to know Flo Rida in order to recruit more kids into the Glee Club. Finn pretends to be in a wheelchair to get a job. And Tina pretends to be a vampire to force a more lenient dress code.
I feel like the vampire one didn't
happen. I actually only know one of these is real. Is the question?
Why are you talking?
Sorry, Connor,
I'm letting them go first. I'm not going to tell you what the answer is. I need them to guess.
Don't tell me the answer. But like, is the question one of them's not real?
One of them's not real. The rest are real.
Hardly.
There's three real ones and one fake.
Because I only know one of them is real. I do not remember like all of the rest of them.
I feel like the tobacco one is real. Like he blackmails that guy.
That's one.
And the Flo Rida one seems real as well.
I don't think the Flo Rida one is real.
My facial expressions, because I don't know one of them is real.
What year did the first season of Glee come out?
2009.
Flo Rida was so big back then.
That could be possible.
I used to think Flo Rida was a girl.
Okay, I'm going to cut you. Okay, last guesses.
I think it's the vampire one.
I think it's the Flo Rida one.
Can I guess? Because I don't know.
Yeah, I'll let you.
I never remember Finn being in a wheelchair.
Okay.
No, but he pretends.
So
I never remember him pretending.
The one that was incorrect is Rachel pretending to know Flo Rida in order to recruit more kids to Glee. So
we're live on it. Stop.
You cannot,
swearing.
The only F word you can say is the
magazine. Okay.
Feminist.
So yes, Mr. Shu did plant not good things in Finn's locker to get him to join.
The little girls I nannied were really into Glee. And
Finn pretended to be in a wheelchair to get a job in a cafe in the episode where they sang Proud Mary in wheelchairs to like support Artie.
Oh my god, is that the one where they all wheelchair into the pool?
Yeah. No, that's in season three. This is a different
time. They did
it
more than once.
In the first season, I don't know, Artie's like sad. So they're like, Mr. Shu is like, okay, for the next week, you all have to be in wheelchairs. And then they end the episode with them singing Proud Mary by Tina Turner. So they're going around the stage all in wheelchairs going, rolling, big wheel. It's feral.
Rolling.
Okay, and Tina did pretend to be a vampire to force a more lenient dress code. It was like a whole thing where she made the principal believe that she was a vampire and she would like hunt him. That's season one. Okay, season two.
I never want
to
watch
Which of these plots didn't happen? Sue attempts to bribe one of the sectional judges with pom-poms made out of feathers from a rare bird. After a moving performance, the fired Glee Club teacher fully funds the club, in part to help him launder money. Kurt's new school's Glee Club makes him take care of a bird because it's a tradition, and then the bird dies and it's a whole thing. Santana gives Finn mono to prove that Quinn is cheating on Sam.
The mono one's gotta be real.
The mono one has to be
real. I know the mono one is real because the little girls who I babysat were really into Glee and I had to tell them what mono was. So I assume that I'm just like, you know, having a brain blast moment. I assume that's where they learned what mono was at age 7.
I feel like it might be the first one.
I think.
With the bird feathers.
Is it the bird feather one?
It is the bird feather one. She didn't bribe the judges with pom-poms made from feathers of a rare bird.
What did she bribe them with?
I don't know.
Was it more of a threat situation?
Is that the old Glee teacher who sold wacky tobacky? Is that who we're on about money laundering?
I think so. The guy who like touched your man on the knee and then Rachel was like, get him fired.
Yeah. I don't remember that happening at all. Okay. I remember the bird, Kurt story.
Yeah, so Kurt joins the Warblers where he meets Darren Criss and he's given their mascot, which is a live blackbird, and the bird dies. So he dramatically sings Blackbird in front of all of them while crying and they all laugh at him and then he holds a funeral. Which season
three? That's so us with those eggs.
Which season three plotline didn't happen? Mm-hmm. Whoopi Goldberg guest stars as a no-nonsense dean of a performing arts center. Ricky Martin guest stars as a night class teacher and helps kick off Spanish Week. Lindsay Lohan guest judges nationals and her lines all sound like they were reviewed by a PR team. Bon Jovi guest stars appearing in Finn's dream to inspire 80s Rock Week.
I know. Yeah.
What year was this? Because there wasn't Lindsay Lohan like
2011 or 12.
I do know the answer to this one.
Who asked you?
Yeah, but I'm just
like
the past ones. I
talk into them.
For the past ones, I haven't known the answer, but for this one, I do know the answer.
Wow, so wait, good. So we have Whoopi Goldberg.
Goldberg, Ricky Martin, Lindsay Lohan, or Bon Jovi.
Who's the least likely to say yes to being on Glee?
You can't Google it. Put the phones down.
I'm looking to see if I've done my Be Real. Real. Yeah.
Oh, we can do that during the next song. We're on a time crunch.
It was Time to Be Real hours ago. I was asleep.
I'm gonna go.
I'm gonna go with Ricky Martin. I'm pretty sure he was dead at that point.
Oh,
do you want to guess?
I'm gonna go with the Lindsay Lohan one.
Nope, Bon Jovi was the incorrect one.
Oh my god!
Lindsay Lohan was a judge. Bon Ricky Martin did show up for Spanish Week.
I thought Ricky Martin died in like the 90s and that big plane crash that killed everyone.
Thinking of the right person,
you know. Isn't that Ricky Martin?
Me, I. Moving on. Which season 4 plotline didn't happen?
How many seasons are there?
I think 12.
Six.
Six.
Okay. Rachel unknowingly dates a male Fun Times worker, and doesn't take it very well when she finds out. New Directions is disqualified from a competition for leaving the stage after someone faints. The Warblers are disqualified later for using steroids. The Glee Club panics when the Hoosier daddies steal their costumes, so they buy a bunch of sewing machines and force someone to make new ones. None of these are as dramatic as the others. Oh.
Spoke too soon.
Becky drops a gun in school, causing everyone to think it's a school shooting. Sue takes the blame, gets fired, and becomes a personal trainer.
That so happened.
That one that hundo happened.
Yeah, it did. That one happened. The first half of the episode is like just a normal Glee episode. And then all of a sudden, school shooting. And it's the most dramatic, dark 20 minutes of a TV show. Like,
anyone die?
Which one's Becky?
Becky is Sue's assistant.
Which character forces them all to make videos to their family? Saying goodbye.
I can't remember, but somewhere
there's a character who... I'd forget the first few. Okay. I'm not gonna lie.
So Rachel unknowingly dates a male Fun Times worker and doesn't take it well when she finds out.
I think it's the first one.
New Directions is disqualified from a competition for leaving the stage after Marley faints, and the Warblers are disqualified later for using steroids. The Glee Club panics when the Hoosier daddies steal their costumes, so they buy a bunch of sewing machines and force Marley to make new ones. Becky drops a gun in school, causing everyone to think it's a shooting. Sue takes the blame, gets fired, and becomes a personal trainer.
The first one.
It's the first one.
No, it's the Glee Club panics when the Hoosier daddies steal their costumes. Didn't happen.
I was gonna go with that one.
Okay, season 5. Mm-hmm. Artie falls in love with a nun who he's doing a documentary on. Kurt gets a tattoo says,
"Isn't he gay?"
Artie's the one. No,
Artie's the one in the wheelchair.
Yeah, I thought he was.
No,
it's Glee. You can only That's have crazy. One thing.
I thought they were all gay.
Kurt gets a tattoo that says, "It's got Bette Midler."
What?
Santana's boss steals her yeastostat.
Her yeast? What?
No, my yeastostat.
There's an episode about twerking. No one actually twerks.
I feel like it's the yeast one.
It's.
The first one.
The first one again?
Artie falls in love with a nun.
Oh, no, I feel like that happened.
I think it's the yeast one.
Oh, Artie, you and your tomfoolery. I'm going to go with yeast.
No, the yeast happened. Artie didn't fall in love with a nun.
What?
So he is gay.
Yeah, so Santana got a job for recording an ad for yeastostat, and she was like, you don't want buns in your oven. Use yeastostat or something.
There's no one twerk in the twerking episode.
It's a twerking episode, but none of them twerk.
I thought they all twerk.
None of
the
them
hallway.
Twerk correctly. That's the joke.
Oh, that makes more sense.
None of them actually do it. They're just.
Aren't they all like 16?
The twerking episode. There's a whole thing about how Mr. Shu refused. Sue is principal at this stage. I can't remember how, but she's like, I will only give your transgender student a bathroom if you stop twerking. And he said, no. And the entire episode was about him going, you can't take away our right to twerk.
Who allows Glee to be a thing?
That guy deserved to be unalive.
Have a guess what song they twerk to.
I actually don't. What year was this again?
2014 or 15, I think, at this stage.
Respect by Aretha Franklin.
That song was used in season 1, I think.
Was it LMFAO or
no? Blurred Lines.
Their
teacher
God.
Sings this about 16-year-olds twerking.
Is this why it's all like the pedo Will
Schuster
vibes?
No, that's just
vibes.
The way he looks.
Oh,
that's just him. Cool. And the final season. Okay. Okay. New Directions and the Warblers merge teams after Dalton Academy burns down.
What?
Sue Tra- Oh, there's one, two, three, four, no. five. There's six options this time.
Jesus. Oh, I don't have the brain for this. I can't remember
them. That good.
New Directions.
Remember the first three, I remember the
last
I'm
going
three.
Fast. Oh my god, I can't stop coughing.
Do you want some of your water?
No. New Directions and the Warblers merge teams after Dalton Academy burns down. Sue traps Kurt and Blaine in a fake elevator and won't let them leave until they kiss. Sue hypnotizes Sam to be in love with Rachel and steals Will's mail. Rachel is Blaine and Kurt's surrogate. Somehow, Whoopi Goldberg is in this season too. Kurt and Blaine get married on a whim like a week after they get back together because Brittany asked them to have a double wedding.
I actually kind of zoned out.
I'm going to go with the double wedding one.
Yeah,
didn't
I
happen.
Feel like double wedding.
All of them happened. Whoopi Goldberg was not in this season. All the rest of them all happened. There was an entire episode where it's revealed that Sue has a secret storage locker in like this creepy back alley full of pictures of Kurt and Blaine from their relationship, and she calls it the what does she call it? She calls it like the Kurt locker
no,
or
it's,
something.
It's the fact that Connor's just like nodding. Yeah. That's yeah. Like, when you say, yeah.
When you said the elevator one, I laughed so much because I remember watching that episode being like, what is going on? So, because something really important is happening while they're locking that elevator, isn't it? Yeah, there's like a ceremony or something.
There's something that have to be
something they have to be at is there, and they're locked in the elevator for like 2 days, and nobody questions where they genuinely are, and nobody questions why they're gone,
and it's all because she's invested in these people's relationship. Like she's like, mm-hmm. it's established that she set up hidden cameras everywhere to track their relationship.
Yeah.
She has an entire room dedicated to them, so she builds a fake lift, locks them into it, pumps like gases in it, makes her own saw doll that looks like her that rides in on
Wait,
a little bike.
This?
Sue.
Oh, of course she does.
And she's
Sylvester.
And she's like, you can only get out if you kiss. They kiss, get back together. A week later, they're married.
Yeah, the, and she's the people's princess. She's a matchmaker.
The saw doll's my favorite part of that.
Yeah, and really, Jennifer Coolidge like is at their wedding. Jennifer Coolidge plays Britney's mother.
I love Jennifer Coolidge.
Isn't it implied that no, not implied. It's fully stated actually that Britney's dad is Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking is Britney's dad. And Jennifer Coolidge.
Because she's employed by MTI.
She gets like,
yeah, she gets like
headhunted for being super smart, actually. They're like, oh, wait, she's actually just too smart that she's dumb.
Yeah, she's
Ainsley,
typically.
Do you have any idea what's happening right now? I'm scared.
I'm just going to let you now yap for 3 minutes before it's hot to go time. So.
Oh my god, yeah, it's almost
what
hot to go time.
What if we do ASMR?
No.
Why are we not allowed to do this?
Go back to the couples counseling.
Oh yeah, Connor and I are mad at each other right now.
No,
I don't remember what we're mad at.
I don't remember why we're mad at each other at all.
Connor, would you consider me a friend?
Oh my god, it's
the socks.
Oh my god,
look at the
image.
Oh my god, there's a line time for hot to go.
Oh my god, it's really hot to go time.
We still have 3 minutes.
Wait, no, we're still hot to go early.
No, not yet. Not yet. Al, would you consider Connor a friend?
I can't even see Al.
Oh, Connor... Ooh, Connor, Al says no.
Sorry, can I ask? Can I do that? Okay, I'm going to go from left to right. Emer, do you consider me a friend? Do you consider me a friend, Emer? Emer Neville, do you consider Connor Walsh a friend?
Hashimra!
Chloe!
Oh my god, it's Ruben! Guys, the whole gang.
What is happening there? Okay. We're not playing hot to go until everyone says they're my friend, okay?
It's literally the entire song's exact outside of the window.
Yeah, wait, I need a video of this.
Adam, Adam, can you hear me? Would you consider us friends, Adam? Adam, would you consider us friends?
Adam can't hear you.
Adam, girl, I can't hear what the fuck you're saying.
Oh!
Yay!
Okay, hot to go time.
Eli, are we friends?
Eli.
6, 5, 6, 7, 8. I could be the one who you knew. Addiction, it's all in my head, but I want non-fiction. I don't want the world, but I'll take this city. Who can blame a girl? Call me hot, not pretty. Baby, do you like this?
Katie.
And this is Quiva.
Here from the UCC IT security team, we have three simple tips to improve your cybersecurity.
1. A secure password is the first line of defense against unauthorized access to your account. Don't reuse passwords. Never underestimate the power of a secure password.
Significantly enhance the security on all your accounts, professional and personal, by using multi-factor authentication.
And 3. Protect your devices from malware by avoiding USBs. Use cloud storage options like OneDrive and SharePoint instead. Visit it.ucc.ie to learn
more.
Tune in to Keeping Track every Monday at 1 p.m. on UCC 98.3 FM. Keeping Track is hosted by me, Dave Hackett. I interview people in our community from all different backgrounds, and my guests also choose the music that they love. Vices in the music. When I'm not hosting an interview, I'll be playing a random selection of alternative music, old and new. Stay up to date with the show on Instagram, where I announce upcoming guests and radio documentaries. You can listen back to previous shows on SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Keeping Track every Monday at 1 here on UCC 98.3 FM.
Hi there, my name is Sinead Wolfe, and I'm the chairperson of UCC Nightline. Nightline is a free phone, non-judgmental, non-advisory, and confidential listening service run by students for students. The phone lines are open Sunday to Thursday, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. during each term. Our service also has an online chat function if you feel uncomfortable talking on the phone. Nightline is here to listen to any problems that you have, whether it's related to your course, your personal life, or if you just want somebody to talk to. Our phone number is 1800 32 32 42 and can be located on the back of your student card. You can find our website with our messaging service by looking up UCC Nightline. Whatever is on your mind, we are here to listen.
Biggie Ling, Gachmart on a Caracadina Kuig, Leshna Kyomates, Air UCC Noga 8.3 FM. Gachshachten, Plain Maeve, Ava Ags Lorraine, Corsi Gailinga Ags Fibinasir, Kermit Ian the Special Tafi Aglef Ags Galore Ella. A kiol o vani is kiol tori eirnacha, shkiel to granura, lenar agni antin, agus sopiki samula. Is kinta gwein crack, cord sis cora, lesh na kilmates gag shachtan. Is feder tachtaring ar Instagram, agus bein an clor ar fall if we're an pod crena ar Spotify. Shinid na kilmates, gach mart on a cahargrina cwy.
UCC
98.3. Welcome back to Unsocked. For the record, everyone needs to know what just happened because
for the sake of this beautiful audio medium.
Yeah, because this podcasting and radio is an audio medium. There is no visuals. While Hot to Go by Chapel Roan was playing right there, we gathered a crowd of, I'd say, about 10, 15 people.
I'd say
people
10 people. Yeah.
Outside the windows here, who all did the dance in unison.
Specifically most of the Socks exec.
Yeah.
I would like to also say, yeah, it was the whole Socks exec and a good portion of the oncoming Socks. Oh my God,
and Katie for Prez was out there.
And a good portion of the incoming SU and Socks exec as well was also out there.
And it was brilliant. They were all.
It was phenomenal.
It was a religious experience.
I will say, just for the sake of the room, I did cry. I cry really easily, but I did cry.
It was nice to see so many people, you know,
gather
in one place to do the same thing. Not that this is a cult, but
well, but if it, oh, Ruben on a bike.
Whoa.
Ruben's always on a bike.
Ruben on a bike.
Ruben Murray in a hurry.
That was awful.
He was in his Knives Out sweater too.
I actually don't know if like our speaking audio was playing out there. I'm wondering, is that only the song's playing?
Can you guys hear us, Kira?
Because none of them react to us. That. No, they can't. I wonder, hopefully this is actually getting like broadcast.
Can you hear us?
I'm sure it is.
They can hear us.
They're just ignoring
us.
Okay, so let's just slander them. Okay. Number one. No.
Number one.
Yeah, just that was lovely. Go check out the Unfact Instagram later on. I might post a video I got of that. Mm-hmm. It was so funny.
It was phenomenal.
Can I put that down? You're not graduating.
Yeah, okay.
I'm kidding.
Oh. Whoa. Okay, let's go back to what's the name of that guy? Jeremy Kyle.
You
this is the Jeremy Kyle show.
I'm actually a Samoa supporter.
We're both ganging up on Sophia.
Oh my God.
We have found a common ground between us, a Breakfast at Tiffany's situation. And it's that we hate me.
What about
Breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film. It's that we hate Sophia. Yeah. So
Wait, now that they're all here, can we do the Pitch Perfect thing? You should do the Pitch Perfect thing.
Guys, watch this. Watch this.
Who's doing what?
I'll do the zooms. You do the... You do the zooms. I'll do the push.
No, because Sophia needs to actually sing.
Okay, you do the zooms.
Oh, thank God.
And I'll do the push, okay?
Okay.
And now you ever hear me say,
was how I pictured me with you.
Mow, mow, mow. Hear me say,
bum bum dum dum bum bum dum bum 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 bum.
Since you've been gone, I can't believe for the first time
I'm still moving on.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks to you.
Oh my God, please.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretending. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone,
you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone,
and all you ever hear me say is how I pictured me with you. That's all you ever hear me say. But since you've been gone,
you put me on. I even fell for that stupid love song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone, how come I never hear you say, I just wanna be with you? I guess you never felt that way.
But since you've been gone,
I don't know what this show is anymore. If I'm going to be so for real,
to be fair, it's still like about societies. Like, you do have three societies.
I was going to say, at least it's society chair people and not just, you know, okay, some
just,
nonsense.
Just so that we stay semi on theme, what has been the highlight of each of your years on your respective societies?
Are we not allowed to say doing the hot to go dance 5 to 10 times every single day?
You can include that and you can talk about what that's like. I'm giving the floor to you.
Ooh. Connor, you go first.
Oh, no, this is really hard.
He's going to talk about Greece.
Well, I actually wasn't going to talk about Greece. I think it's very vain, but I think the speech on the final night, shout out Chloe Leahy outside for leaving me become chairperson and do the speech. But no, it was really nice from like coming from where I started in the society to going up and having that moment. And it was really nice to share it with Chloe as well. But it was...
Chloe is also my favorite thing. And I mean it in a way that is far deeper and meaningful than Connor.
I wasn't done talking. But no, it was really
Chloe
nice.
Chloe is also my favorite highlight.
Yeah, you Chloe know? Is everyone's Chloe, favorite highlight. Chloe Leahy for Prez.
Chloe Leahy for electric charging in UCC, actually.
But no, giving that speech was absolutely fantastic. It is like a big kind of moment of the society, that show. But like having just... I don't know, just the balls from where I came from to, oh my god. Oh wait, you were the worst. Don't ask me a question. I'm like, no, I'm done. We'll do it live. We'll do it.
Okay. Now the car's done.
Was it taking photos for Greece?
No, it has to be on your own society.
I was doing on behalf of the Jewish society, doing my job. One of my favorite society things by far is...
I don't care.
Inexplicably going out with the Grease cast multiple times. Really? Just being around.
Drinking water.
I don't drink one.
Yeah, I know, but going out.
Yes,
I mean, for them, like, they were going out to, like, be good citizens of society.
I don't drink either.
The radio endorses... good.
What?
You do drink.
No, I don't.
What?
He doesn't drink.
Whose cider did I drink? Oh,
you didn't drink any cider. You only drink water.
Yeah.
It needs to be blessed before I drink it.
Bless.
Holy water.
Blessed by who?
You, woman.
Oh.
What about you, Sophia?
I don't know. It was like I don't know. No, on the... Yeah, Greece with the Italian society.
Well, Ainsley said something.
Yep, like being a part of Greece. No, because like as well, the Italian society is a new society this year, so it was actually quite difficult to build up. So we didn't have like lots of...
I didn't know
events.
That you guys were new. I just assumed you'd been here forever. That's really exciting.
We were disbanded before COVID, and like we essentially restarted it this year. It was actually really difficult, guys. If you want to start a society...
Do you want to talk about what that was like?
Oh, yeah,
without slandering the exec, do you want to talk about what that was like?
I'm not going to slander the exec. The exec was very helpful, actually. It was because we started it last year.
That's a what?
They're all outside staring at me. They're all outside. I'm getting a death stare.
Guys, Connor
for legal reasons, we are all friends with the society exec and not actually haters of their phenomenal work they put in, except for Connor. Connor means...
No. I'm trying to question the host of this radio show. I'm just remembering, was there like an Instagram page?
Was there an Instagram page or something?
Seems like everybody's got a price. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the sale comes first and the truth comes second, just stop for a minute and smile. Everybody look to the left. Everybody look to the right. Can you feel that? Yeah, we're playing with love tonight.
It ain't ever about the money.
It's not about the money. Yeah, we're bling, wanna make the world dance.
darling.
Excuse me, but I might take a little more my sugar tonight, and I might take you home with me if I can tonight. Baby, I'm forget about that yeah tonight, cause we might not get tomorrow tonight.
You are listening to Unsocked on UCC's 98.3 FM. We are back and continuing what we were talking about before that. Another Pitch Perfect sound break, actually. So keep talking about your favourite memories from your societies this year, I suppose, if you want to. Only if you want to. No pressure.
What? That's weird for you to put us all in the hot seat like that, Owen.
You've had a solid 8 minutes notice, actually.
That was not 8 minutes.
I was going to say, that was...
8 minutes from when I first asked the question and Connor spent 5 minutes rambling about Greece.
Yeah.
And then that 3 minute song played.
I have a question.
What's your question?
What's your question, Connor?
No, after you, this question.
Oh, I feel like we answered Owen's question.
Yeah, we all answered Owen.
I haven't answered yet. My absolute favorite memory is... Oh, this is hard. Oh, I can't believe you put me in the hot seat like that, Connor.
Secondary question. What is your favorite society that you have never gone to an event or have never been on a mailing list or anything? You've had no interaction with this society, but you look at them from afar and go, that's kind of cool.
MTS.
Thank you.
I've never actually... Oh, well, no, actually, I went to an event in first year. That doesn't count.
What event was it?
It was just in September, it was just an open evening, but it was only on Zoom because in-person events weren't properly back yet. So it was just on Zoom chatting. So that doesn't count because I've been to an event of years. What society haven't I
I'm trying to think of that. I don't know. What even are societies?
Well, yeah, what even is a society?
Maybe the real society is the friends we made along the way.
I think so.
We live in a society. I think mine is sci-fi. I just think mine is sci-fi, the science fiction society. Love your work, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I think mine is, I can't pick a favorite, actually. I have to remain unbiased.
So that's not true.
Well, no, it's not necessarily we're picking favorites. I think it's more just
like someone who we're like, okay, if I want to talk to somebody whose event I haven't been to, but I'm just like, that I haven't been to an event, but I've talked to them on the radio and I've heard about their event, Coral. They've been on a few times.
Ooh, I had some friends in Coral last year. I went to some of their events. They were phenomenal.
I'd have loved to have gone to their concerts, but it's just always at times when I'm so stressed with assignments.
Shout out, Lucia.
I'm actually so good with assignments. Did you know that?
Oh my God.
Speaking of assignments.
I do things so far in advance.
Yeah. I was going to say, where were you all of last week? Was that when you were just chilling after doing your assignments so far in advance?
I did my assignments so far in advance that I just wanted to rewrite them all over again and resubmit them.
So true.
I actually have no idea how you managed to finish your dissertation.
Yeah,
can we talk about that for a second? Owen, did you write your entire dissertation since Monday?
In a day. Weren't you on 3,000 words on Monday and you had to submit it Wednesday and it had to be 8,000 words? What happened there?
Bro locked in.
You know.
This is really fun. We're never going to be asked to be on the radio again.
See, the thing is, it's not like I just pulled it out of thin air. I had done all the prep. I had done all the reading.
It was just
a case of
I can't relate.
Making it all come together.
Yeah, that's
reading.
So fair.
Do you have to do that for assignments?
What?
Do you know you have to do assignments?
What course are you in?
I'm in arts.
English.
What?
He's doing English.
English and sociology.
Yeah.
You, every time me and you, Owen O'Brien, every time we end up in the same social circle, you say, what course are you doing? And I say, English. And you go,
huh?
With me, what year are you?
What classes?
And Owen.
American, modern and contemporary literature,
Owen,
he's in that.
You sat
romantic
behind
literature,
me
he's in that.
On Monday, and that 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock class, Willie Jenkins. Yeah.
Yeah, ages ago, though, because we have Alan Gibbs now, if you paid attention to anything.
Then it sounds like it didn't happen on Monday, Connor.
On a Monday, it used to be.
A Monday!
Was that the class in the food science building?
Yeah, I've gotten...
I vaguely remember, now that you're saying it, someone who looks like you.
Well, it probably was
me,
to be fair.
It probably was you.
And Sophia was in that class. And
I saw Connor, but we weren't that close yet.
I knew about Sophia being in English, but I'd... never clocked you in any classes.
Wow.
To be fair, Connor did just spawn in like about a month and a half ago.
To be fair, yeah. Connor, you came out of nowhere. Like, I don't remember you from first or second year either.
Yeah, I wasn't in your first year. I would have been the year above you. I did fail a year. So.
Did you repeat first year or did you repeat second year?
Repeat second year. Imagine repeating first year. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's true.
But no, yeah, I did kind of just spawn. I think it was Chloe was like, yeah, you're going to be chair. So I kind of just had to start showing up to the office and then I started being friends with people.
I don't think words can emphasize how much you don't have to hang out in the office even if you're a chairperson of a society.
Yeah, but I just felt that way. I felt like I needed to be there. I felt like this is my social circle now. I feel like these are my people.
Are you only friends with us because you feel like it has some sort of gain for you in societies?
I think that's the... No. Go and play another song.
Because the next song I play will be your last.
I was going to say... Okay.
Well, the topic of friendship.
Since this will be cut off quickly and we won't spend the entire time talking about it now, the topic of friendship is a really tumultuous point for Connor right now. Because Eli told Connor that they're not friends, despite the fact that they hang out, let me check my calendar, every single day for the last month.
Yeah, it was quite...
I think everyone in that office is my friend. And Eli, if you're listening, it really upset me when you said we weren't friends. Because you've brought along this train of hate where everyone in the office decides we're not Connor's friend anymore.
We're your friends.
I never said that we were not friends. Yeah, In fact, I told you the day I decided we were friends, which for the sake of everyone in the room was the day we met.
It was the second day we met, actually.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, the second day we met.
I don't remember becoming friends with you. It just kind
of
happened.
I'm not friends with any of you. You just come to where I work and
Owen,
leave.
Owen, sorry, Owen. Really Owen, true. Sorry, there's a conversation going on over here, please.
Connor, you had to say this to the host.
His feelings. He had to take off the locked-in glasses.
My glasses.
Oh, Sophia's glasses that you let us lock in.
No, we... It was... It's something to do with some thing that was happening around February.
Oh, what was happening around February? Oh God, yeah, there was something going on.
And nothing we can talk about here.
Nothing we can talk about here. But on the second day of those things going on in February, I decided that Connor was a safe space for me to complain to, and I walked up and just started completely oversharing about things I'm not even supposed to know. I was just like, Connor, can you believe this? And he was like, that's crazy, dude.
I feel like Barbie Ball was when I actually started to become friends with people in the office. Yeah. That was like my first time actually being like, okay, I'm friends with these people now.
Barbie Ball was phenomenal.
It was great.
Oh my God, it was so
fun.
Shout
out the Clippers. 100%
my favorite. Shout out to Alan.
Shout out to the curtain.
Guys, Alan, if you're listening to this, we love you.
Alan, we love you. Alan, we miss you.
Went outside during Barbie Ball because we all got stressed at the same time because all of us have a variety of diagnoses where loud noises make us nervous. Sort of like a small breed dog.
What about Kay?
What?
My security guard.
Okay. But we all went outside at Barbie Ball, and this random guy sat down next to us. I was like, "Hi, I'm Alan." We're like, "Hi, Alan."
If you're listening to this, please come to the socks office.
We miss you, Alan.
Where am I?
Connor also befriended a security guard.
We found Alan on Instagram. We were stalking.
We actually, on the penultimate day of that thing we're not going to talk about, me and Ainsley found Alan just walking, and he pointed at the bottle and goes, "Were ye at Barbie Ball?"
They have a picture with him, and I've never been more jealous. I've never been more jealous.
Yeah. It was great because saying we found Alan is such a stretch because this guy just walked past us on the main stretch of campus.
I love Alan.
Bro, said penultimate.
That was so fast. You pulled that picture up so fast.
Wait, do you have a picture of Alan?
It's my wallpaper.
Wait, can I actually see? Because I've heard so much about Alan, but
Alan is my lord and savior.
You were there, Owen. Actually, no, this is during the picture.
Owen was not there. Owen was not at Barbie Ball. Owen was not in.
Can we make our last song a song that is perhaps either A, sung by a person in this room, or B, Dream On but the Glee cover?
It will have to be,
can it be both?
It will have to be Dream On the Glee cover because the WhatsApp web wouldn't let me play it. It wouldn't download. So
Dream On.
No, actually not the Dream On Glee cover version. I'll tell you off air.
But it's better than the Aerosmith. I want everyone listening right now to go and listen to Dream On Glee on your own time and realize with me that it is better than the Aerosmith version. It simply is.
To play us out from today, here is a Glee song. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye, guys. Same time next week, I guess.
And it's going to be us three again next week.
Thank you, Owen. See you next week, guys.
Oh, what a... Oh, I'm still on here.